Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to have everyone back on Blog Talk Radio in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we just want to thank all the new listeners from India, New Zealand, Alaska, Canada, the Philippines, Russia, and all over the United States. We just want to welcome everyone in tonight. Just get in one mind and one accord, and we can see God move. And we just thank God for all of you, and we just ask everyone to share the broadcast out and tell your friends and your neighbors to tune in. And we just thank God for every one of you. And we have an urgent prayer request about a little baby boy that was taken to T.C. Thompson Hospital with 106 fever. And they drew his blood and something come back positive. So just be praying for this little baby boy. And I see that we got a call in here, so we're going to get them on. And we just want to let everyone know that the subject for tonight is God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that comes from 2 Timothy 1:7. So 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler. Calling in for more info gospel. How y'all doing today?
We're blessed.
Praise the Lord. God woke us up this morning. Yes.
Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, first of all, I got to start out as usual every time. I don't believe in doing nothing without giving God the glory for it all and praises.
Amen.
The many miracles that he's done, and most of all, for the many miracles that he's going to do. And if there's anyone listening anywhere that needs one, all they got to do is just lift up holy hands, praise God, and don't fear nothing but God himself. And he didn't give us the spirit of fear, praise God.
Amen.
The scripture tell you what you fear the most to come up on you. And if you fear God, that's what's going to come up on you more than anything else, praise God. That's why I fear God, because he is a jealous God. And he didn't give us a mind of confusion. I'll read here, it says 2 Timothy 1. And I'll start back up here at number 5. It said, when I call to remembrance the unfamiliar spirit that is in thee, which dwelled fast in the grandmother's lawsuit is, and the mother, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, number 6, that thou shalt stir up the gifts of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hand, For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and of love and of a sound mind. But be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimonies of our Lord, nor of his presence, but be thou partakers of the everlasting afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. I back up there. You know, some people are afraid to lay hands on people, you know, Sister Betty. And I've seen that many times in church, and some people say, well, I better not put my hands on, you know. That's what it says in 6. Wherefore, but I put thee in remembrance that thou should stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. You know, we got to be prayed up anyway. Anytime you go to God, and you know, we got to pray before we come before his presence. We need to be prayed up when we get to church, and we need to go to church looking for miracles that God's going to do. And don't fear nothing else that's going on around you. And someone comes up to you, well, Bible does says, you know, you got to slow, don't, you know, you cannot take every spirit. You've tried the spirit to see if it be of God or man. But don't be feared, because that's what we become. That's what we're doing with our Sister Betty, is, you know, we got to lay hands on people, anoint them with oil, and cast the devils out of them. And whatever, if it's a healing, if they got many, many spirits in them, like the man, the legion that slept in the tomb, you know. And Jesus asked him, who are you? He said, I'm legion. I've got many. But he didn't know that it don't matter. What I'm trying to say, it don't matter how many devils that comes at you one time, they don't have no power like God does. And God, and all you got to do is rebuke that spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't be afraid of them, because you know that God is right there with you. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but we need to fear him, because he will be there and protect us more and more. The more we fear God, the closer he gets to us, is what I'm trying to say. But, you know, number 7 is, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and of love and of love and love and of a sound mind. You know, it's hard now to find Christian sisters, lady, and especially this world that we live in. It's hard to find anybody with a sound mind anymore. But if they call on the Lord Jesus Christ, he will give you a sound mind. He will give you a sound, heart. And he will stir up the spirit that he had put in you so you can have the power to face the devil. And don't be scared to lay hands on and cast them devils out. But don't be afraid of them, because if you do, they will overtake you. Praise God. Some say, oh, you can't lay your hands on certainly on nobody. But, you know, if you got the power of God on you, yes, you can lay hands on them and cast that devil out. Praise God. Legion thought he had money. He had many of them in him. But praise God, the number, he thought, well, I got the legions, I got many in me. But they ain't no good unless they got the power, praise God. And Jesus had the power and said, come out of him. Even the swine, the hogs didn't even want to live no more after they come in. And they drowned themselves, keeping them spirits getting in them. But Jesus wasn't as scared of them. Why is that? Because he had the power, praise God. He had the power, so why can't we do the same thing? We got to have a sound mind. We got to have our mind where someone tries to get a hold of us, and someone tries to brainwash us, and someone tries to tell us that the King James Version Bible is not real. You know, we know what's real. I've grown up on this. I didn't go to church much, but for 30-something years, I have come out of the King James Version, and I used to say I don't understand it. But that was my fault, because I didn't ask God, and I read them scriptures for you have not, because you don't ask me. If you like wisdom, he should ask me. If you need understanding, ask me. If you need love, ask me. But don't fear him, praise God. I mean, you can fear him because, you know, what I'm trying to say, Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Ghost, lied to the prophet, praise God. And they dropped dead. Back then, God didn't play with them. But he is a merciful God since he sent his son. And praise God. And then Jesus Christ was crucified. They even took him out, praise God. But one thing about it, they can't take the Holy Ghost out of you. They can't crucify the Holy Ghost. It is a spirit that only the children of God can feel. And if they and if they feel that spirit of the Holy Ghost, they're afraid of it. The devil's more afraid of you by putting on the hands of him and casting him out. He might be 100. He might be 20 against you. He might be 1,000. But one thing about it, they don't have the power that God does. If you got the power of God, don't fear anything in this world. Don't fear that devil. How can you do like Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. I got no time for you. And he even told Peter, his own close friend one time, but he rebuked Peter. He told him what he must be going into town, and they're going to crucify him. He said, not so, Lord. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Satan was going through. He'll use anybody, what I'm trying to say, to destroy you. He'll tell you, don't lay your hands on them. They got many of them. You know, you got to be careful. I done tried it, and I couldn't cast them out. And praise God, you know, but we got to hold on to that unchanging hand. We got to know who's got the power and who don't got the power. And praise God, just like Job, he told Satan, he said, do anything you want to. So he is already considering Job, praise God, when he come before God. He said, but you got, he told God, he said, you got a head there. So he was already considering Job. But did Job curse God? Did even his woman wife come to him? Why don't you just curse God? It wasn't God that putting all that on him. It was, he told her, Satan, he said, you can do anything you want to. Because Satan said, I'll have him cursing you to your face. I'll do anything. I'll have him turn his back on you. Anyway, that's just the country talking. He said, I'll have him turn his back on you. He will betray you. And God told him, he said, you can do anything you want to. He says, take his life. Because God give us life. God give us life, and nobody can take it away from you. They might destroy this temple. They might threaten you all day long. They throw Paul and Silas in jail many a time. They put Peter in jail many a time. Praise God, but that shut them up. And John the Baptist, it sure didn't shut him up. They even cut off his head, and they thought Jesus come back. They said, well, it must be one of the prophets. Is it John the Baptist? We're going to cut his head off. They were so confused right there. They didn't. But the one thing about it, they was a scared. That's what they were. They was a scared because they know Jesus had the power. And any time that the devil gets scared and he knows you got that power that you can lay hands on him, and he has to flee, praise God. And that's what he's scared of. Don't touch me, he said. Get away from me. Don't touch me. Don't get nowhere near me. That's the very ones that you need to lay hands on in the name of Jesus. Not my name, not your name, but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and cast him out. After all, that's what God told us to do. Jesus showed us what we need to do. Don't be scared of nothing but God, praise God. And he sure ain't the God of confusion, praise God. He will not find no place in someone's heart. You first got to have a sound mind like he's talking about. If you get that sound mind, you're going to be right in the head. You get that sound mind, praise God, like it said there in 7, at the end of being in love and having a sound mind. If you got your mind scattered here and yonder, how can you listen to God when he tells you to? When God says, come here, my child, I got a chore for you to do. Come here, my child, I want to bless you. But if you ain't got that sound mind in him, you ain't going to hear him talk to you, praise God. But the grace of God, in 8, says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his, what is that, perseverance? Presence, oh presence, but be therefore partakers partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. You know, other words, if you got to God in here, and if God's done a miracle in your life, don't be ashamed to broadcast it. Don't be ashamed to tell someone, say, come here, let me tell you what God did for me, and he can do the same thing for you. And introduce them to your good friend. That's what I put on Facebook today. I had a friend I talked to today. And my friend told me, praise God, that he has everything under control. My friend told me to sit down and take it easy. Hey, I got you back, praise God. I got the surely goodness and mercy there. My friend told me, don't worry about it, praise God. Jesus is a friend that will never leave you, praise God. Jesus is a friend that will stick to you. Worse than your clothes will when you're out in the rain and they get wet. And you ever work, get out in the summer rain, praise God, and it be hot, and all of a sudden a shower come down and your clothes will stick to you, but you don't think nothing about changing them because it feels good. That's just the way God is. He knows what we need when we need it, praise God. And when you're dry and thirsty, praise God, he is that living water. But don't be afraid to get the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid to fast and pray and get the power and get in the right mind. And fear nothing but him, praise God. When you fear God, that's when God's going to get closer to you. And your enemies can not only see it, but your enemies, when they come to you and try to tell you things and twist your mind sometimes, but your enemies will come to you, but they guarantee you that when you open your mouth and start testifying to Jesus Christ, they leave, praise God. They can't handle it. They get scared of it. And they're more scared of it, praise God. And they get up and they leave or change the subject, praise God. But that's the kind of God we serve, Sister Betty. He don't want us to fear this world. This world is just a learning place. This place is not our home. But what we got to do, though, we got to learn how to get along in this world, get everybody in Christ, that all of our brothers and sisters in the Lord and in this world, he got people all over this world. There's not no little bitty youth and great big eyes in the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves us all the same, regardless of race, the skin color, and the language. It don't matter. He understands it all. I may not understand some of the languages in this world, but if it's the Holy Ghost, sometimes Brother Willie can, he can speak in Spanish, and I don't know Spanish, but I can feel the Spirit, praise God. And plus, when Brother Jose at church sings in Spanish, I don't understand, I don't know the word, but I know the Spirit, praise God. That's what it's all about, is the Spirit. I can feel that Holy Ghost anointing. And if you got the power of God, and if you fear God, don't fear what the world can do to you. Don't fear what man can do. Man can cut your head off. Man can throw you in prison. But what's in you, man can't take. What's in you, praise God. But what is in you, you know, sometimes we think that we got the right spirit, but sometimes, you know, we got to stop and look in the mirror and say, Lord, it's me again. I'm afraid that I messed up, but Lord, I pray you more. I know you're going to take me, Lord. Just like Peter, when he was in the water, tried to walk on the water. He looked at all of his troubles around him, but he went down. He said, Lord, save me. And guess what? Jesus saved him again. He just rested down and picked him up. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. He called Peter to come up there. Come on. Peter said, if thou be Lord, you know, come unto me. He said, come on. But he knows exactly what Peter's going to do. He knows sometimes in this world that we're going to fall sometime. He knows that we're going to walk out on troubled water. We're going to wade out a little deeper, praise God. And the shores will knock us down. If you're walked on the ocean, you get out there too far and an ocean wave will knock you down. But praise God, if you get right back up, you know, that's the way God is. He said, here he is. He's reaching his hand down right now as we talk. He's reaching his hand down. Even if you've got nobody around you to help you pray, get down on your knees yourself. He said, and let it be between you and God. I've had to do that many a time. Because I'd be driving or something, I'd have to pull over, and I'd have to talk to God, praise God. And then, you know what? How do I know he's right there? I can feel his anointing in his presence, praise God.
Amen.
And I say, Lord, I got a problem, Lord, I can't solve, Lord. I'm giving it all to you, Lord. And the Lord will do it every time. He's a jealous God. He don't want you to have no more gods before him. And like I say, you know, if we do something wrong, don't hesitate. Do not hesitate. Even right now, if you feel like that you're not a worthy of anything, I guarantee you right now, whoever you are, wherever you live at, or if you by yourself, if you'll just sit down and start talking to God just like you do your children, just like you do your mom and daddy, and he, and I guarantee you, you may not know it, but he's right beside of you. He's listening to you. And he will let you know, praise God, before you get up and go to, before you get over the conversation. That's the kind of God that we serve. Praise God. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, and say, I hope I help somebody. And I'd say I love the Lord, and I love everything that y'all doing here, you know. And I just want to say I thank God for waking me up this morning and getting to come on the radio and trying to help someone. But, you know, we don't need to fear nothing but God. And
amen.
This world can't do nothing to us. And if it does throw us in the fire furnace, guess what, praise God. There's a fourth man in there, too, walking around.
Yeah.
Talking to the Son of Man, praise God. That's what we're looking for. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, and say, I love the Lord and thank you for today.
Okay, well, thank you for coming on, Billy. Do you have any prayer requests before you get off?
Yeah, just keep remembering my wife, Bonnie, her eyes and her legs. And remember me, the doctor said I got two full discs of muscles and I on my left side. And I, but, you know, that's what they say. But praise God, they took stitches out of my foot, and I'd have to go just once a week. But today they added two more weeks on me in the fusion center where I have to go every morning. But, you know, but God, he is the healer. I'm trusting God. It's getting healed quicker. He told me you heal. He told me many times. I went to this doctor for years, and he told me, he said, for someone to be a type 2 diabetic for nearly 20 years, he said, it amazed me how you heal when I do surgery, when you have a problem, when I have to, you know. He said, it's amazing how you heal up. And you know, back in 2016, you know, when I had that vacuum pump on me, and he said, you'll have to wear that about 8 months. But praise God, God moved on it. God healed that. And in 3 months, they took the vacuum pump off my foot where I had that out open, the surgery on it. That's God out there.
Amen.
And that's God. He can do the same for you. He can do the same for anybody. And you know, just like I think it was in church last Sunday, God is the bone stretcher. He is a bone stretcher. And you say, well, what in the world are you talking about now? Praise God, the man with the withered hand. Remember him, praise God. They didn't want Jesus to heal him on the Sabbath day, but Jesus said, stretch forth thy hand. And the man's bone stretched out there to normal. That's the kind of God we're looking for. And just remember the church and remember the members at the church. And maybe, you know, some of the Lord will come on in, send them on in. And you know, most of all, I say I love the Lord again. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty.
Okay, Brother Billy, we appreciate you coming on and helping. Let me get this other one on here. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miles. We're going to have Kim come and sing a couple songs, and then we'll get you to obey God.
All right.
Give me your hand, let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we find on earth shall be bound in heaven, and that's the name of Jesus. Satan has been slain. He thought the power in the name of Jesus. He thought the power in the name of the Lord. So Satan raged. We cannot be defeated. He's got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, they have tried to stop us. But the church of Jesus is still alive. And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle, with our Lord by our side. We've got the power, in the name of Jesus. We've got the power, in the name of the Lord. Don't take it, break it. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord, we'll say his name. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Don't say you're crazy. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of the
Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I come to thee, let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in thee. And Lord, I come to know the weaknesses I see in me, will be swept away by the power of the Lord. Hold me close, let your love surround me. Bring me near, draw me to your side. And as I wait, I'll rise up on my feet. Oh, and I will show you your spirit leads me on. By the power of your love, Lord, is there, oh my God, let me see you changing to faith, the knowledge of your love, as you live in me. And Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, in living every day. By the power of your love, hold me close, let your love surround me. Bring me near, draw me to your side, and as I wait, I'll rise up my feet, and I will show you your spirit leads me on, the power of your love. Oh, 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 let your love surround me, bring me near, bring me near, draw me to your side.
Had to sit there and wait, struggling for air, about an hour and a half, a little longer, before I ever got where I could breathe again. You know, folks, it's times like that when I want to know that Jesus lives within me, that I've got help. When I get in trouble, there wasn't nobody there but me. My mother had gone down to my sister's house. I didn't have breath enough to even get on the phone and call for help. I was struggling just to get enough air to stay alive. Till that swelling went there because it was swelled in my lungs. And, you know, that's what he's telling us, though. In verse 7 said, For God has not given us the spirit of fear. So I wasn't afraid. If I left here, I knew where I was going. And go where God. He said, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory to God. See, my mind's made up. And it ain't no wishy-washy mind. It ain't somebody come along to, oh, that ain't what the Bible means when it says that. I got news for them. You don't know what the Bible means, or you know what it says is what it means. Glory to God.
Amen.
It tells you how to get home. It tells you, glory to God, that we was called out of fear. The perfect love of God just cast out fear. The fear was gone. I wasn't afraid of death. I was afraid of leaving my mama there by herself in her 92 years old. I don't want to leave her with nobody to stay with her. It wasn't for me.
Amen.
It was for her. My mind went straight to my mama. And, you know, that's what the love of God does in us. Glory to God. Because he said beside that, having that power, it's that end of love. See, I was thinking of others while I thought I was dying. I thought, this is it. This is the end of the road. But, Lord God, I know I'll be seeing you soon. And glory to God, Lord, if it's your will, help me. If not, Lord, just let me have a safe journey home. That's all I prayed. And it wasn't just a little while after that, I got where I could get a breath. And I got a little better and a little better. And I watched the hives go down on me. You know, and that it worked. And the prayer, it wasn't the medicine I took. It was the prayer that did it. It's the faith in God, the power of the Spirit of God that dwells within me. It just may run that out of me. Glory to God. If you got that tonight, glory to God. Do you understand that we don't need to fear death? We don't need to run toward it. But we don't need to fear it when it comes, because that's just when we, glory to God, we just leave one existence to go into another and to live eternally. We'll never die. He said we'll never taste of death. So what are we afraid of? A Christian shouldn't be afraid of nothing. Glory to God. It don't matter what it is or when it is. We can face it with Christ Jesus. But boy, wouldn't you hate to have been there and been lost in that shape I was in? You couldn't breathe. I mean, every time I breathed, it was like, that's all the air I was getting. And I was struggling. I checked my oxygen level down to 79 and going down. And I went to pray and just crying out to God. And that's all I could do. But praise God, the power of God come down, his mercy fell on me one more time. I'm still hoarse from it. Can't talk good. I praise God, but I love him enough to try. How about you? You love him enough to try tonight. You love him enough to try and see if that power of God's real, to see if that giving you the love that you ain't got for your enemies or people that's done you wrong won't come inside you and make you a different person. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And a sound mind. Glory to God. That's one that is made up. It can't be changed. You've made your mind up on God. You made it up that you're an eternal creature of God, and you're going to live forever. Ain't nothing the devil can do about it either. That's if you get what God's got for you. See, he didn't come down here just to pay our sin debt. He come down to pay our sin debt. Then he conquered death that we don't have to taste of it. We just moved from this old body into our new house. And glory to God. You can find that. The 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, start at verse 1, go to reading. You'll see about your new house, glory to God. Because, see, I've got a spirit in me that tells me you've already won the battle. You've already won a victory over death. You've already won a victory over disease. Glory to God. They might kill this body, but they can't even touch the next one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless God tonight. Hallelujah. You see, there's a fire burning a child of God that the devil can't put out. That's what Billy's talking about. When you lay hands on somebody with a devil in them, it ain't me going to put him out no way. It's the Spirit of God that dwells in me. That's what people don't understand. They quit preaching in the churches. Glory to God. That the Spirit of God is an indwelling spirit. It's inside you if you've truly been born again, truly cleaned your life up and dedicated it unto God. You got power. It's not your power. It's his power. We trust in him. Glory to God. And we need to get back to the old way of preaching, the old way of living. Glory to God. Where you live a clean life before people, where there ain't nothing in there. You're ashamed of nobody seeing. Glory to God. Because God loved me enough. Glory to God to die for me. I love him enough to live for him. Praise God. If you want that power of God to be in you, then the Bible said you must. I didn't say maybe. You must be born again. You got to be born into Jesus Christ. The old man got to die, and a new man got to come alive. Glory to God. I'm going to read a little bit over here out of 1 Corinthians. It's chapter 6, start at verse 16. Here's what it says. What, know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. You understand that? If you're joined to Jesus, it's his spirit now that's in you. Glory to God. It's him that leads you. It's him that protects you. It's him that fights your battles. It's him that gives you power. It's him that gives you a sound mind. It's him that don't let you worry about all the things of the world because you've done read the Bible and you know the good word of God. He said this world's going to burn up one day, completely burn up. Praise God. He said, but we, glory, we look for a new heaven and a new earth, glory to God. A place, praise God, that'll last for all eternity. A place for us to be with Jesus. A place for us to be in the presence of God continually. Hallelujah, God. We'll be fed there. We'll be clothed there. Hallelujah. We'll be fed there. We won't be sick there. We won't worry about dying. We won't worry about being separated from a loved one. Glory to God, because there won't be none of that there.
Amen.
It says, flee fornication. Every sin that man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. He said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. See, we walk around here, and you hear all these old slogans. It's my body. I'll make the decisions about it. It's my body. I'll do what I want. Let me tell you something. If Jesus lives inside, that ain't your body anymore. That's the house of God. It's supposed to be holy. It's supposed to be pure. It's supposed to be true to his word. And glory to God, you're supposed to follow him and his directions, not your sinful lust anymore, but walk after God. Walk in true godliness and holiness before the world to see, because we need to show them there is a better way. There's a way with promise. The way we have now, only thing it promises is death and then the judgment. Glory to God. People, wake up tonight, please. Glory to God. My heart is for one thing. That's to see people get saved. See you come to Jesus. Come to know what that power and love and a sound mind is all about. Glory to God. Wouldn't you like to know that you haven't got to deal with the devil every day? That you got power? That you can turn to him and resist him and just tell him, you can't touch me. I've got the blood applied. I got the spirit of God within me. Now go on down the road. And if you resist him, the Bible says the devil will flee from you. But it also said, submit yourself, therefore, unto God. We got a little submitting to do. Out of our prideful flesh, we got to come out of that and submit to the Almighty God. We got to know that the power we have is not our own. It was given to us by the Master. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. But we are more, the Bible said, more than overcomers. Glory to God by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't have to put up with nothing. Hallelujah. Satan is telling me I didn't have wind enough tonight. I didn't need to get on here. Glory to God. And I wouldn't have enough air to bring a message. I told him it was a liar, and I proved it now. And Satan, you're a liar. You always have been. You've deceived people for much too long. It's time people open your eyes.
Open your eyes and look around this nation at the evil that's going on in the name of racism or the name of this or the name of that. Glory to God. What about in the name of Jesus? There's nothing but good going on in that name, right? Then why don't you want that in your life, in your children's life, in your grandchildren's life? You are, glory to God. Why are you throwing away the best thing in the world that there is? And that's Jesus. They're picking him out the window in order to get a hold of this psycho, glory to God, of this psycho one in the Bible that betrayed him on Judas. Throwing him away for a few pieces of silver. And that's what they're doing today. If they think money's in it, they can turn their back on the church and run to that money. Now, praise God, that money will perish with you. It'll burn with you. Glory to God. Because that last verse 20, I'm going to read there, says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Did you hear that? Your body and your spirit belong to God anyway. And people say, well, God ain't going to put nobody in hell. You exactly right. Friend, that's the place you got to choose to go. You understand me? Tonight, I'm telling you the fact of life. If you go into that lake of fire, it'll be because you chose to go there. God don't put you nowhere. You signed your own ticket where you're going. If you got faith enough tonight to believe that God is able to give you, glory to God, some power in your life, to take charge of your life, to not have the world carry you here and there with every doctrine of men, glory to God, but to stand up, put your feet on a rock and say, I ain't moving no more. I found the one I want. I know who he is. His name is Jesus. I feel his power dwelling within me. Glory to God. You see, I got power now, and I'm able to love you all. Even if you come against me, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask God to bless you. I'm going to ask God to change your condition in your heart and your mind right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Because that's what it's about tonight. It ain't about James Miles, that's for sure. You can forget my name right now. You haven't forgot much. But glory to God. I'm still a child of the living God. I'm still got a home in the kingdom of heaven. And one day I'm going there. I thought I was going Tuesday night. Praise God. But he saw fit to leave me here a little longer. Praise God. So I'm going to work while there's light. Because darkness comes when no man can work. So bless God tonight. I love him and I thank him for what he's done for me. And well, here's what it said. I want to read a little bit out of chapter 4 of Ephesians. Starting at the first verse. It's so Paul speaking. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Walk worthy of God. If you claim to be a Christian, then don't be seen coming out of the bars. If you claim to be a Christian, don't be out hunting, fishing, going to the ball game for whatever on Sunday. You ought to be found in church, glory to God. Walk worthy of the vocation which you're called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. See, people get jealous real easy. You know, oh, you prefer them before me. Oh, you like that one better than me. You shook his hand first. You should have shook mine. And all that stupid stuff that don't mean nothing here or there. Glory to God. When we ought to be about the love of God, forbearing everybody else before us, it just suits us to be lame. Every time, if we got to be the last one to shake the preacher's hand, that ought to be fine with you, as long as you got to shake it and tell him you loved him and enjoyed his sermon. Glory to God. But people have got this hurt feelings if you don't tell them first. If you don't pass their back better than anybody else's. If you don't tell them how good they've done. People, we ain't like that no more. We got a sound mind now. We don't even think like that no more. We think that if we're doing something for God, whether we're bragged on here or whether nobody notices, we didn't do it for them anyway. We done it for God. We was doing it so God could see it. We was trying to glorify God. Not me. I want to glorify God tonight. Praise his name. Hallelujah. And it goes on in verse 3. Says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We want to keep the unity of the Spirit. You see, all over this world, there are true Christians people that have given their heart, their mind, their soul, their strength unto Jesus Christ. And they've been born again. And they walk in that spirit. They walk in newness of life each day. But we got some, they claim to be Christians, but they're just sheep, wolves in sheep's clothing that walk among us. Glory to God. And when you need help, you can't find them. I'll be there, but you never see them. That's the ones, glory to God, that hens outside, they look like a dove. Inside, they're like a serpent waiting to strike you. Glory to God, that's what they are. And it goes on and said, there is one body, one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Praise God. You see, if God's in you, friend, you can't fall. Praise God. If God's in you and you're leaning on God, you ain't going to be able to fall because he will lift you up. Praise God. But them that walks out here and they don't never finish the job, they never get the Spirit of God within them because they're not willing to completely clean their life up. They got things they ain't willing to let go of. Praise God tonight. We need to know that we can't get that spirit of power. We can't get that spirit of love. We can't get that spirit of a sound mind if you're a double-minded and you can't let go of something in this world to really get a hold of God. Whatever it is, I don't care if you all you want is for the preacher or somebody to stand in church. And I want to thank this brother and sister for what they've done this week for the church. That's not what you live for. You live for God's blessing. He blesses you because of what you've done. I don't need man to tell me if I'm living right or wrong. I depend on God to do that. And praise God, you should too. Tonight, get over the baby stuff and walk in the meat of God. Get in the Word deep enough. Praise God that it will carry you through. It'll teach you everything by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. The Word of God is life, and it's life everlasting if you'll just live by it. I'm going to go back over to where we started. I'm going to start in verse 8. And it says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner. That's old Paul talking. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. In other words, they made some people come against you. You're going to run up against stuff. People ain't going to like you. You testify to some of them, they'll cuss you. You know what? You just stand there in the power of God. We're able to take it. Glory to God. Jesus did. They come after him every day. Scribes and Pharisees was coming at him. Mm-hmm. Everything he said, they was picking at him. Well, they're going to pick at you too. Why don't you stand up and be somebody in God and say, you know what? You may not agree with me, but I'm still going to pray for you. I still want to see you saved. They'll shut up and leave you alone after a while. They're afraid you'll tell them again. That's the secret to it. Is that who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. You hear what I'm saying? People, I want you to understand this real close tonight. He's abolished death for them that truly are born again, receive the Holy Ghost, which is his spirit, and it resides inside them, gives them that power. That's who he's talking about. He abolished death for us. We're not going to die. My spirit's not, it won't lay in no casket. Know that? It ain't laying in no casket. Because when I pass out of this world, it says to be absent from this body present with the Lord. And I'm going to take it at the word, folks. I believe what it says. I don't believe you can find me in a graveyard, so don't come sit on my tombstone and talk to me. I won't be able to hear you. I'm going to be somewhere else. I'm going to reside with the Lord, glory to God.
Amen.
And it says, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. You see what I was telling you about the word of God? Through this gospel, he's brought to light eternal life. And glory to God, it comes to us by the gospel. Immortality is glory to God. Think about that. Immortality comes to us when Jesus Christ comes inside us. And ain't nothing in this world can take that away from you except you. You understand? It told us over in Romans, there ain't nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing that's before, nothing that's now, nothing that's after, nothing that ever was or ever will be. Only thing he didn't mention was you. You can separate yourself from the love of God by going back out in sin and denying the one who saved you. You make the cross of Jesus Christ the open chain. People ain't talking about backsliding. I'm talking about when you threw God away. After he saved you, given his spirit to you, done all you can do, you throw him away. I don't know if you can come back. And I'm being serious. He said, I'm married to the backslider. Don't think that's who I'm talking about. I'm talking about them that completely leave God and deny him after they've known him, after they've felt him, after they've walked in the power, after they've walked in the love of God, after they've walked with a sound mind on this earth and decide just throw it all down because I can make money over there.
Come on.
That's what happens. They get drawn away. You take old David Koresh, that one out in Texas that time. He claimed he was Jesus, and all these people followed him. They all died in that big old compound out there. The one, Jim Jones, that took them down to that island and made up that poison Kool-Aid, and they was all following him because he said, I'm Jesus. And they drunk the Kool-Aid, and all of them died. You know, if people are looking for God, but you're looking in the wrong places, the place to look is in the scripture in this word right here. You look in the Bible, and then look in your heart, and if he's not there, fall on your knees. And you ain't got to cry in some certain way. Talk to him like you've talked to somebody because he's there. He's waiting on you to pray from him. He's waiting on you to confess Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. He's waiting on you to confess that God raised him from the dead. Glory to God. He said if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and confess them things, he said you shall be saved. But now, friend, that's all you got to do. Talk to him like he's your best friend you went to school with, or he's your best friend that you worked with, where you sit and chat with each other all the time, because he is your best friend.
Yes, amen.
You may not know him yet, but he will
Come
be
on,
your
man.
Best friend. And he'll never let you go. He'll never let you down. Hey, listen to me.
Amen.
I got more wind tonight, glory to God, than I've had in a while, and I didn't have any when I started in. That's who God is. That's the power of God. I want you to understand, I called Sister Betty early in the morning, on Wednesday morning, woke her up, said, I need prayer. I got where I could talk, I called her, but I need prayer. I can't breathe. I'm bad off.
Come on.
She went to praying for me. I've got better and better. I didn't think I was going to be able to preach tonight, folks. But see, I got a God that's bigger than my circumstances. I've got a God that's bigger than my needs. I got one that's bigger than the sins I sin. He forgave them all and covered it with his precious blood. And glory to God, I'm not coming out from under that. I'm not coming out from under the protecting hand of God. I'm not leaving the power of God by the wayside because his power is within me. His power comes out to protect me, to shield me, to carry me through everything. And he will you. He loves you that much. That right now, if you'll accept him, I'm going to tell you what happened. He'll accept you. Friend, he'll accept you. You come with your open heart. I'm talking about your whole heart and give it to God. I guarantee somebody fixing to move in there. And his name's Jesus. His name's the Holy Ghost. He's going to come live within you. And then you're going to have just what he said. You're going to have power and love and a sound mind. And I want it to be yours tonight. That's what this ministry is about. And seeing the lost come to know Jesus. Seeing this world come back to peace again. Where we don't look at skin color. We don't look at denominations. We don't look at none of the garbage. But we look at people as God did. He loved them all. He died for every one of us. No matter our color, our country, our origins, it didn't matter. Glory to God. We were all sinners. But we can all come to the grace of God.
The Lord,
you please
amen.
Me? Don't please me. Please God. Please God,
amen.
And ask him to be yours. I want to turn it back to you this time, Sister Betty.
Well,
thank you for coming on tonight. That was a good message. And we got 706. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yes, Sister Betty. This is Brother Wheeler from Barnell for Gospel Church. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to hear. Praise the Lord. And thank God that Brother Miles is battle. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good. And he done a good job. We just thank God. Praise the Lord for the blessing, you know, because he's our God. He's our deliverer. You know, he's nothing too big for him. He's one for us.
Amen.
To call upon him. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, you know, we're coming to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, but I'm gonna begin to read in verse 6. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is a pile of send a letter to Timothy. You know, Timothy has been was discouraged. You know, we know that Timothy was a young preacher, young pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he was they was coming against him because he was a young pastor, and people is coming against him, and Timothy was getting discouraged a little bit, and from jail he wrote him this letter, and verse 6 says, and wherefore I put this in remembrance that thou start out the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of the hands. Paul has laid hands on Timothy, amen, praise the Lord, and Timothy received the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord, and by the ministry, amen, praise the Lord, prophesied unto Timothy that God was going to use him, amen, praise the Lord, and he was going to use him, and he got to be a pastor, and Timothy was getting a little bit discouraged of Paul said in verse 7, he said, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what a lot of times has happened to a lot of people, that people will come against us. Amen. Praise the Lord. People get discouraged. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I believe we need to find ourselves or somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Remind us. Amen. Praise the Lord. That God did not give us the spirit of fear. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he gave us the spirit of love and sound mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. No matter what we go through. Amen. Praise the Lord. To stand up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And remind us. Amen. Praise the Lord. What God's done for us. When God called us to preach. When God called us unto his ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. And remember. Amen. Praise the Lord. The same God was this today. It was back then. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul was encouraged Timothy, amen, praise the Lord, and said, God did not give you the spirit of fear, Timothy, amen, praise the Lord, because if there's the same body, you know, sometimes the fear will take over the person, the Christian, and they fear to do this, they fear to move, they fear, you know, sometimes the persecution, people persecute the person, and then fear come all over them, you know, well, I can do nothing, look like I can do nothing wrong, I'm not doing nothing right, and people come against me, people persecute, but you know, the same body, when you do something right, people's going to persecute you. People's going to come against you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because if you please them, they ain't going to say nothing to you. But you got to please God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when you please God, the people's going to persecute you. The people's going to come against you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you are not pleasing them, but you're pleasing God. Amen. And so therefore, amen, praise the Lord, we got to be, amen, praise the Lord, like Timothy, amen, praise the Lord, encourage one another when, amen, praise the Lord, stand firm, amen, praise the Lord, and say, well, amen, praise the Lord, once again, the fear, amen, when people begin to have the fear can destroy your spiritual life, fear can destroy you, amen, praise the Lord, it means that is what happens to a lot of people. Fear things, the fear what people said to them, the fear what is going to happen, the fear if they testify, what people are going to think about it, the fear if they preach the word of God, what people are going to think about it, the same body.
Amen.
We got to preach. We got, once again, we got to remind ourselves that God called us to preach the word of God because, see, in this situation, people want Timothy, and they praise the Lord to preach to them, that, you know, that, you know, there was, he was attacked because, you know, a lot of people want for Timothy to preach, you know, and tickle their ears, amen, praise the Lord, and this, amen, praise the Lord, and they was coming against him, praise the Lord, and Timothy began to have fear, amen, praise the Lord, but God did not give us the fear of fear, he want for us to stand up, rise in the name of Jesus, and go against the works of Satan, go against the works of the devil, because he gave us the authority, he gave us the power, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, and I can go right here in the book of Romans chapter 15, in chapter 8, in Romans chapter 8, amen, praise the Lord, in chapter 8, 15. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, 15, amen, praise the Lord, and here, amen, praise the Lord, is what the scriptures say. Amen, in Romans chapter 8, 15, he said, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You see, the fear is a bondage, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what the writer of Romans says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen, praise the Lord. And it's like Brother Miles was talking about. You know, he can cry not nobody. He can say nothing, but he had the spirit of God that he was allowed, and he was able to cry, Abba, Father. Amen, praise the Lord, because he knew him. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's something that we got, you know, that's what we got to do. We, praise the Lord, because God gave us the spirit alive. Amen, praise the Lord. We know that he's our Father, you know. It's like a little baby. When he's in trouble, he or she's in trouble, the first thing to do is call Mama or Daddy. Because they know this depth of heaven. They're the ones that the baby tries to help them, amen. So therefore, that's why we call God, amen, praise the Lord, Father, amen, praise the Lord, because he is our Father. When nobody's there, he is there, amen, praise the Lord. He will watch us, he protects us, he delivers, amen, praise the Lord. And he will encourage, amen, praise the Lord, to get up, amen, praise the Lord, and call upon him. Once again, I just thank God that he never takes vacation. He don't never sleep. He never, amen, and his phone never busy. His line or never busy. He's got line for each and every one of us. Amen, praise the Lord. And he don't have no operator, and they go straight through God. Amen, praise the Lord. When we need him, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, six o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the evening. And he is there, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why he, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why he said to Timothy, God did not give us the spirit of fear. Get up, amen, praise the Lord, and serve God, amen. And it's a lot of times that people have fear. What people going to think about me? What people's going to say about me? Amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter as long as we obey God, as long as we do what God says. Amen, praise the Lord. And we got to stand up. Amen, praise the Lord. And once again, in Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and your heirs were across. If not be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, we are the children of God. We're going to suffer together with him. And Jesus told his disciples in the book of John, he said, they persecute me and they will persecute you. He said, they kill me and they will kill you, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we're going to be persecuted. You know, I just thank God, amen, praise the Lord. We got to be like the disciples, amen, praise the Lord, and the book of Acts, amen, praise the Lord, when they put them in jail and they was coming out of the jail, amen, praise the Lord, and they was in jail. They was glorified God, and they was happy because they was poor. They had been put in jail because for the work of God, amen, praise the Lord, amen. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, because I'd rather be persecuted for God than for the things of the world, amen, praise the Lord. I'd rather be persecuted like Jesus Christ was persecuted because of the gospel, amen, praise the Lord. And we will be persecuted. We will, amen, praise the Lord. People will come against us, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord, because we do what God has called us to do. Amen, praise the Lord. And we don't need to have fear over these things. Amen, praise the Lord. Because the Bible says in John, great is he that is in us, that he that is in the world. Amen, praise the Lord. Who shall we fear? Amen. If he got, as the Romans say, who shall we fear? If he got before us, who can be against us? Amen, praise the Lord. Because he's got all power. He's got everything. We put ourselves in his hands. Amen, praise the Lord. He's our shield. Amen. He's our deliverer. He's our rock. Amen, praise the Lord. He's our protector. He's our deliverer. Amen, praise the Lord. He's everything that we need. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. All we got to do is run to the rock. Amen, praise the Lord, when the stone come. Amen. And no fear of nothing. Amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter how big the giant is. Amen. I mean, we got to be like David. Amen, praise the Lord. Yes. Amen, praise the Lord. Yes, take the armor down, the worldly armor down and put the armor of God and be able to withstand against the works of Satan. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, amen. Praise the Lord. We got it fine. No fear, no fear for the enemy says. Like the Bible says in Psalms 27, and freak no against the enemy. Freak no. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got overcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because once again, he went for us. He said, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gives the spirit of love and sound mind. You know what, a sound mind? A lot of people don't have a sound mind. A lot of people still wrong on the things of this world. People, amen, praise God, but he wants for us to have a sound mind, not to be wrong on the things of this world, not to be wrong with the doctrines, not to be wrong with the worldly things. Amen, praise God, but have, amen, praise God, the sound mind, clear mind, be able, amen, praise God, to do something for God. Amen. There's a lot of people want to do something for God. They don't have a clear mind. Amen, praise the Lord. There's a lot of people that don't know. They don't know a clear mind. They don't know the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's why amen. Praise the Lord. He wants for us to have a clear mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. And be able, amen. Praise the Lord, to see things. Be able to know what God wants us to do, what God is trying to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Knowing it's in our lives but in somebody else's life. And when we see, amen. Praise the Lord, somebody's doing something for God, glorify God with them. Praise the Lord. Encourage one another. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And because God is the God, amen, praise the Lord, that he gives his power, amen, praise the Lord. He said, the Bible said in the book of Acts, chapter 1, amen, praise the Lord, 1:8, amen, praise the Lord, and this is, amen, praise the Lord, this is what God wants for us to do, because in the book of Acts 1:8, he said, for you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, again, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Amen. We got the power to overcome things. We got to overcome to destroy the works of Satan. We got to overcome. We got the power, amen, praise the Lord, to destroy anything that come against us, not because of my power, not because of the situation that I have, not because of the, but because of Jesus Christ, because he gave me that power. He gave me the authority, amen, praise the Lord. He told me, praise the Lord, the Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 16:17, says, this son shall follow them that believe. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen, praise the Lord. So this is the power that he gave to us, this authority, amen, praise the Lord. Not to wonder, well, if you pray for these people, they get healed. I wonder what people are going to say. No fear of those things, amen, praise the Lord. But overcome in the name of Jesus. Overcome, amen, praise the Lord, and obey what God is wanting to do. And do, amen, praise the Lord, and glorify God with everything that he, amen, praise the Lord, that he gave. Amen, praise the Lord. Once again, amen, praise the Lord. Paul is coming. Encourage Timothy. Encourage him, amen, praise the Lord. And then we got to be encouraged one another, amen, praise the Lord, with these words, amen, praise the Lord. And verse 18, we know that therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, his Christian, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. So therefore, he said, do not be ashamed. No, do not be ashamed of the testimony. No matter what people say, I mean, like, I know there's a few times, you know, I like testify what God has done for me. One time, there was a preacher. He said, brother, he said, you testify too much. You tell the people too much what God has done for you. I said, brother, I said, I never stop doing it. I never stop. I just think, I'm no shame of what he's done for me. I'm no shame of what he delivered me. I'm no shame. I'm shame and say that I died, but I'm no shame of what he done for me, amen. Because if it hadn't been for God, I'd still be in bondage, amen, praise the Lord. But I thank God because amen. He sent me. And I'm going to tell people, amen, praise the Lord, that God will send us free. The Bible says in the book of John, who the Son set free is free indeed, amen, praise the Lord. We don't have to be in bondage no more, amen. We can be free, amen, praise the Lord. We can have the liberty. I know this world still wants to bind us. This world wants for us to be bound again. They want to bind us with sin, with things, with hate, bitterness, and anything you want to call, amen, praise the Lord. But I tell you what, Jesus Christ and the priest, and we able to be free. We able to stay free by the grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, it's not by my power, but not by my knowledge, but by the power of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said in verse 19, who can save us and call us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So, I thank God, how special that we are today, how special that we are. He knew me, he knew you, even before the world began. Amen, praise the Lord. He called us, I'm like the son, amen, praise the Lord, the saints. And he said, well, he was in the cross, I was in his mind. Praise God, I thank God. 2,000 years ago, he saw me, 2,000 years ago, and he saw me, amen, praise the Lord. He saw you, he saw us. We've been chosen. We are chosen generation. Amen. Praise the Lord. A peculiar people that he comes and praise the Lord to praise his holy name. We are, amen. Praise the Lord. We are his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, we got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to glorify God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And have no fear, I think. Have no fear of what man can do. Have no fear of what people can say. And we got to praise the word of God. We got to tell the world that Jesus is alive, that Jesus lives, and Jesus loves them, amen, praise the Lord. And he's able, amen, praise the Lord. The same body, people don't have to be in drugs. People don't have to be alcoholic. People don't have to be bound in next thing. People don't have to be bound in bitterness and all this malice and all this stuff, because Jesus Christ wants to send their captain free, amen. That's what he came to do, amen, praise the Lord. And the same body is, Jesus Christ, he was in chains to hang on the tree, hang on the cross, in front of everybody, from the multitude. Amen, praise the Lord. He hung on the mount, and everybody was able to see, and he was a king. Amen, praise the Lord for us. Why will we be shamed for him? We should not be shamed, amen, praise the Lord. And because he was in shame, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. He died for us, amen. He showed us how much that he loves us. Amen. He opened his hand, he opened his fingers, and he said, I love you from the end of the world to this other end of the world. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. That's how much that he loves us, amen, praise the Lord. And therefore, he, like I said, he was in shame of us. So why we don't need to be ashamed of him, amen, praise the Lord. And glorify, have the same man, amen, praise the Lord, and give him the glory, give him the honor, and give everything, praise the Lord, because all the glory belongs to God. I just thank God, amen, praise the Lord. Thank God that I was saved by his amazing grace. Thank God, because was his amazing grace, amen, praise the Lord, that saved us, that delivered us, amen, praise the Lord. And he cleaned us, amen, praise the Lord, set us on the solid foundation, on the rock, amen, praise the Lord, the chief cornerstone, that Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. And he called us. He didn't just save us, but he called us unto his marvelous work, amen, praise the Lord, has to do the work of God, amen. So we don't have to be ashamed. And that's what Paul was talking to Timothy. Timothy, God did not give you the spirit of fear. He did not give you the spirit of fear. He gave you the spirit of love and sound mind. Amen, praise the Lord. Stand up, amen, praise the Lord. And go, hallelujah, because you are saved by grace. Not by words, so man can glorify, amen, praise the Lord. But he get, amen, praise the Lord, we saved by his grace. Amen, praise the Lord. And verse 10, his name made manifest by the appearance of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to life to the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer this thing. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep this which I had committed unto him against that day. What day? Amen, praise the day of trials, the day of tribulation, amen, praise the Lord, that he can keep us, and he gave us the authority, amen, praise the Lord. He gave us, amen, praise the Lord, the will, amen, praise the Lord, to live for the day, amen, praise the Lord. See, the same body, we all going to go to trials. The Bible says in the book of Peter, amen, that the devil was like a running lion seeking who he may devour, amen, praise the Lord. He might come to you yesterday, he might come against me today, he might come somebody else next day, amen, praise the Lord. But we something that we got to understand, amen, praise the Lord. If the enemy don't come against us, there's something wrong with us, amen, praise the Lord. We need to give back the altar and say, God, forgive me, amen, praise the Lord. Because let me tell you something, a lot of people don't like a trial, a lot of people don't like tribulations, amen, praise the Lord. As long as we serve God, We're going to go through things, amen, praise the Lord. We're going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulation. We're going to go, amen, praise the Lord, to persecution, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, when we go through persecution, we got to thank God, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in the book of James chapter 1, amen, praise, he said, count it all joy when you fall into the devil's temptation. That is to try your faith, amen, praise the Lord. So when we go through things, don't fear, amen, praise the Lord, but praise God, say, amen, God give me love. God, I got to have a sound mind to go over these things, amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of times when we're going to do something, amen, praise the Lord, well, I'm going to say, when I started studying, the Word of God and looking for a message to preach, and the first thing I said, God, clean my mind. God, just clean my mind. Clean my mind so I can find something to thank you congregation. Amen. I want to have a clean mind because I don't want to preach what I want to preach. I want to preach the Word of God. Amen. What He wanted me to preach. Not what I wanted to preach. Not what somebody else wanted me to preach, but what He wanted to preach. Amen. And that's why we got to have a clean mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God wants His people. Amen. Praise the Lord to overcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want to read one more in verse 11. It says, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's something that we got to understand. We don't need to fear. You know, before I started preaching and God was coming to preach, man, the fear was destroying me. The fear because I was afraid that I started preaching and I was going to mess up, and praise the Lord, that I was going to say the wrong thing, I was going to say, and praise the Lord, the wrong thing or something, but, you know, and I was running from God and not running from God because fear was destroying me. Fear, and praise the Lord, was taking me down, and but I thank God that one day I just surrendered to God and said, God, here I am. Whatever you want me to do, amen, praise the Lord, that's what I wanted to do, amen, praise the Lord. I said, God, I don't know how to speak English. I don't know how to read English, and I still don't, amen, praise the Lord. But I don't do because I know, I do because of the glory of God, amen, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. I just thank God, amen, praise the Lord. He opened my eyes, and He gave me the understanding, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, that's what God is able to do, amen, praise the Lord. Once again, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but He gives the spirit of love and sound mind, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. So why you thank God, Lord, for all the blessings, thank God for the opportunity, amen. Let me go ahead and read one more scripture right here in verse 13. It says, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast core of me, and faith and life which is in Christ Jesus. The good things which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwell in us. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what, ain't it the good thing, amen, praise the Lord. There was, praise the Lord, that's of the Holy Ghost, amen. And we got to keep that. We got to keep in mind, amen, praise the Lord, that every good and perfect gift come from above, amen, praise the Lord. And everything, praise the Lord, that God gives us, we got to use it, we got to give it, amen, praise the Lord, because the more that we give the things that God blesses with, the more He's going to bless us, amen, praise the Lord. Sometimes we say, Lord, give me more power. God, give me more anointing. But we got to use what we got so He can give us more, amen, praise the Lord. We got to use it, amen, praise the Lord. But we got to get rid of the fear in the name of Jesus and have the love and sound mind, amen. When we can come, begin to love the way God wants to love God, amen, praise the Lord, He's going to glorify Himself, amen. He will glorify Himself, praise the Lord, through His people in the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. How you say? Thank God, praise the Lord for the blessing. I turn over to you, Sister Betty. Thank you for allowing us to preach, amen.
Praise the Lord, brother. You've done a good job. Thanks for coming on with us and helping us. And I see that we got another call in here. 210, come on in and tell us where you are and who you are.
Yeah, this is Brother Roger from Austin, Texas. And I praise God today. I'm full of joy every day. Every day I'm thankful. Every day I'm on my way to heaven. I don't have to worry about hell no more because the blood of Jesus washed me clean.
Yes,
He's gonna wash somebody clean today. He's washing you clean.
Yeah.
And it says in the Word, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but one of power, one of love and one of a sound mind.
Yeah.
Well, I read here in the book of Proverbs, it says that don't worry about sudden fear, nor the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy reward, and shall not allow thy foot to be taken. He's not going to allow you to be. He's given you power, and the word says, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. That's what it says.
Oh,
you can look it up yourself. I'm not going to look it up for you. I looked it up for myself already. God is speaking to a host of people today, and he wants to give you some confidence that you never had before, and the only way you can receive it is through love that he gives.
Yes.
You see, because love it believes all things and hopes all things and endures all things. You can have all these gifts and you can have all this. The stuff that, but maybe you don't know what you're entitled to. If you're not reading God's word, the devil's going to tell you, "Oh, read it some other time. Read it," and then you're asking around. Oh, how about this, brother? Maybe there's. I see people online that says maybe there's somebody can pray on me, has the anointing. You know, and it says that you have received an anointing, an unction from the Holy One. You should know all things right now because He's teaching you all things. You need not that any man should teach you because He's going to teach you. He's going to deliver you from the power of the enemy. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. We weren't made in His image. We don't have to worship Him. We don't have to believe Him. But I see a whole host of people. I've been seeing a lot of things. And God's showing me, but you try to tell people what God's showing you. A lot of them, they just fall to pieces. The other ones that have been in the church for a long time, they're in competition. They want to up what God's showed them. Maybe He has showed them. Maybe He hadn't showed them. But I'm not in the competition like that. I want to fit in through the humbleness of mind, through brotherly kindness. I don't want my meat to destroy my brother. I don't want that no more. I don't need that. He don't need it. A lot of people, I pray for them online. I'd write them prayers. And there's so much thankfulness. And it's just the obedience of God. When you listen to Him and He tells you what to say, you ain't telling Him what to say. He's telling you what to say. And He's giving you love. He's giving you power. And He's giving you a sound mind. And what could be better than that? Because that's what the devil wants. He wants to destroy that sound mind. But God told me yesterday, I was walking down the street. You know, I was walking down the street last night, and God showed me. He said, listen to this message right here. You know, I want you to say this right here. And so I want to say it, not because I want to be heard. I just don't care about that. I pray about this with tears before I ever allow myself to come on the broadcast. It's just a better thing to tell you. I a lot of times I don't come on because I say, God, I just need to make sure this you and not me. I want to do it with love and power and a sound mind because it says in John 8:36, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Amen.
And a lot of people have lost that. They've lost that. They don't want to go in the closet. He said, Jesus said, go in your closet. Your Father hears you in secret, shall reward you openly. And a lot of people want you to go in your closet, but they don't want to go in their closet. They're too busy trying to do things that are not pleasing to God, but they want you to be pleasing to God. And so let it be so. Let's all be pleasing to God because somebody else wants us. They wish the best for us. They want us to please God. So anyway, he showed me yesterday about a whole host of people. I see a lot.
What?
I see a lot of people that have been defeated, and you keep on being defeated. God said he's going to bring you out. He said, I'm going to give you a realization. I'm going to give you confidence. And the Bible says, don't throw away your confidence, which has such great recompense of reward. You see, he's heard your prayer. You've been in the valley of decision. You've been in the valley of decision so long you can't even make a decision.
Come on.
And God is bringing this out. He's knocking this off your life. He says, as a man or a woman changes a wardrobe, and they got tired of the same old thing, you change your whole wardrobe. God said he's going to change you. He's going to give you new friends that you never had, family that you've never had before. He's given them to you, and he's going to give you friends you can trust. You've been so long sitting around the pots, it says. It says that you've been sitting around the pots, and it's in Psalm 68:13. And I'll read that one to you, but you can look it up too. But it says, though you have lain among the pots, yet shall you be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. That means you ain't going to set them around the pots no more. You're going to be delivered today.
Amen.
Not tomorrow. Somebody's being delivered today because of the love of God has set you free. But you don't have a realization. You haven't had it. You've been in the crossroad way too long. And God says, come out from among them and be you separate, says the Lord. If you're a friend of the world, you're enemy of God. So
that's
make
right.
that choice clear. He said, come out today. Today is the day of salvation, says the Lord.
Come on.
Though your sins are as red as crimson, I'll make them white as snow.
Yes.
Though they're black as coal, I'll make them white as sheep's wool.
Yes.
He wants you to come out, come to the cross, lay it all down, lay down your shame. Lay down your failures, your fears. Give it to him. He's going to give you power.
Yes.
He's going to give you love. He's going to give you a sound mind. I witness all the time. I got people's names written around the fence of my house. All my neighbors and people that come and go, I got them written down in my room. I'm always praying, saying, God, touch this person here. Touch this person. It might last for a year, but I sit down at my daughter's wedding. Right before my daughter's wedding, I had a stroke about 3 weeks before. And then I was at the wedding, and a young woman come by, and she was standing there, and her leg was bleeding. I said, what happened to you? She said, I fell down. I said, well, you sit down here. I want to tell you something. And I could barely talk because, you know, when you have a stroke, you know, it affects your voice, you know. And it affects your speech and all. But I told her about Jesus Christ. Well, she began to cry. And then I wrote her down on my fence out here. And I told her husband's best friend all the time, hey, I'm praying. I'm praying for your friend's wife. And I'm praying for him. And God's going to do something. I haven't seen them since over a year ago. But they said, oh, my goodness. Somebody's been praying for her because God smiled on her. He delivered her. And he's going to deliver you. He's delivering you right now. He's breaking off. He's breaking off that bondage off your life. All you need to do is just to touch the hem of his garment. And I'm telling you, you're going to be set free. He's not giving you a spirit of fear. It says, perfect love casts out all fear, because fear bringeth torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So today, someone's putting on a new wardrobe to say, I'm coming out. I'm believing God today. You can't please him without believing him. You cannot. It says, without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible to please God, because those that come to him must believe he is God, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And he wants you to diligently believe him right now, just like a child would believe. Whatever you tell them, you tell them the truth, and they're going to believe it, and they'll have it for the rest of their life. And that's what you're going to have for the rest of your life. You're going to know that whosoever the Son has set free through his precious blood that was shed for you is free indeed.
Man.
And I just know that there's a whole host of people they're putting on a new wardrobe today because God has said, I've washed your feet. And he gave me this poem about I've washed your feet. And if you bear with me for a second, I could tell it to you. It's his word. He gives me poems. I'll read his word, and some days he just like, oh, it might take years to get another poem. But whenever he gives it, you know it's from him. And I was reading the book of John one day about him washing the disciples' feet, and the Spirit came to me and said, hey, write this down right now. And so I wrote it down. I wrote down many of them. And it says, I've washed your feet. Don't you know what I've done? With fervent love, you're bonded, as Father is in Son. I've washed your feet. I'm excited about you. You cry and weep because you're excited too. You call me Master, and that's who I am. I've washed your feet. You are my Lamb. If I be your Lord and teacher and indeed washed your feet, you'll do exactly like I command and to each other repeat. The servant's not above his master. The messenger obeys his Lord. Through love of the Father, obedience binds the accord. If you do these things, you'll be blessed by my Father. If you're not obedient in his truth, you'll murmur and complain, why bother? How you welcome my messenger is how you welcome me. If you wash their feet, your love is truly free. I know the ones I've chosen. I call many, not just a few. I kneel and wash my servants' feet. I give them my example to you. You know I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Without me, others see only confusion, fear, and strife. And God is washing your feet today. You're going to have a brand new wardrobe with some clean feet.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
I just feel the Holy Spirit. I go and talk to my neighbors. It's a change going on over here. It's a change going on around the world right now. You got to write the names down. If you're an intercessor, you better be praying. If you're an intercessor, you better want the best for everyone.
Amen.
I'm glad that calamity shall not go unpunished. A man was making fun of me about a month ago, and I called my brother up, and I said, you better call him. You better tell him. He's making fun of me for having a stroke. I said, God said, what is my word doing in your mouth? My word shouldn't be in your mouth. You don't serve me. You ain't going to serve me. You better watch it. I'll touch you too. I'm going to touch you soon, is what God told him. I told my brother, you better call him right now and tell him. He's going to touch you soon. And so then I found out last Sunday he had a major stroke, like he's making fun of me for having my stroke. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. But the Spirit of God was so close to me. I understood that God says, I love sacrifices. I sacrifice my own son, and watch out. I'll sacrifice you too for my glory. There's something good to come out of it. I'm telling you, he's got his ways. And every one of his ways are wonderful. It says in Proverbs 30:5, every word of God is pure, and he's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. You better watch it when you're making fun of somebody. You better watch it when you're making fun of your neighbors instead of praying for them, because God's going to make sure you're servant to them. I'm telling you, you'll end up having to work for them. You might not even be able to say nothing. You'll just have to do it. I've seen it happen before. Watch out what you say about people. Wish the best for them. You're an intercessor. Don't make fun of people. Pray for them. Ask God to have mercy.
Amen.
God will have mercy if you call out for mercy. See, he that doesn't love his brother, you see, how can he love God whom he's never seen? You see? You shouldn't be over there cursing your brother with the same lips that you're praising God with. You can't do it. You can't go talking about people real, real bad and then ask God to bless them. It ain't going to work. It just ain't going to work. You're going to have to put God first, and he'll put you first. It says, overcome evil with good. And you know who said that? The Lord Jesus Christ said it. He said, overcome evil with good. And he's given you good. He's given you power and love and a sound mind. If you got that, you're an overcomer.
That's right.
If you don't have that, you can have it. He guaranteed it. If you'll come unto him, he'll give you power and love and a sound mind. He's no respecter of persons. Whatever he did for others, He's going to do it for you. He's going to wash your feet. He's going to put a new robe on you, a new wardrobe, and you're not going to talk the same. You're not going to act the same. You ain't going to want to be the same as you was before. And I know a preacher over here that spelled God, and he said, "Oh, brother, how will I know there's a change?" He was crying and everything, about to kill himself. And I told him, "Brother, you'll know. You're going to know there's a change because you won't do the things you used to do. You won't want to do them because when the Son sets you free, you're free indeed."
Yes, ma'am.
And then you'll have power to say, "No, I'm not doing that no more. I don't want that in my life no more. I don't want those prescription drugs. I just don't need that no more. That's killing me. That's separated me from chief friends and family, and it's destroyed me. And you got to get off of it. I was on it. God got me off of it. He'll get you off of it too. No respect to persons. And he loves you very much. But I don't want to say too much, but I just wanted to say what was on my mind, because I know there's somebody is making this decision today, saying, "Lord, set me free. Set me free indeed."
Praise God.
But anyway, Sister Betty, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, but I love everybody on this broadcast, and just remember, when you ask God something, when you ask him something, he's got the best hearing in the universe. He stops making universes in order to hear our faintest cry. You see? He knows all the stars by name. He knows your name. You see, there ain't nothing too hard for him. He said, I'm the God of all flesh. You see? He is. Is there anything too hard for me? There's nothing too hard for him. I assure you, there's nothing too hard for him. I've been around the whole world a few times, and I can tell you, I've seen there ain't nothing too hard for him. He'll show up when you need him, and he'll be there forever. And he's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He already said that. But sometimes he knocks at the door. All you have to do is just open it up and let him in. He'll come in and sup with you, him and his Father. And his Holy Spirit will come in, and they'll feed you, and they'll listen to you, and they'll hear you out. They won't blow you off. But anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Bay. But I love everybody out there, and I have a... I guess I have a shaking going on. It's hard. It's hard. It's like this wonderful, wonderful Holy Ghost power that we have. And when I see the captive set free, there's nothing better than that. It's just wonderful. Well, anyway, I hope God sets you free, and you'll be free indeed today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate you coming on, brother, and obeying God. And we're going to have Timothy come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll get some prayer requests turned in here. Praise the Lord.
The enemy come against me, and he caught me by surprise. I became so fearful, for you see, I thought survive. But God came near me in a way I never known. He brought comfort to my fragile heart and the joy that overflowed. Victory has come. No enemy shall make his presence known. I'll pray that he must be in the word of God. He saw the battle I won. Now I know there'll be more battles that come from day to day. Lord, close me in your armor as I take up the
Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I want everybody to remember me. I still don't feel good. I'm not breathing fully, except when the Lord's moving. Now, when he's moving, I'm breathing good. But my lungs just feel kind of constricted, and I'm going to have to go, I guess, see if get some medicine, open them back up or something, because that really hurt me Tuesday night. You know, when I called you up that morning, I was a sick boy then. But you know what? God heard my cry. And that,
amen.
It's about 3 something in the morning, I went calling on him. And about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I started getting a little better then. He heard me. And so I know God's listening to our prayers. And I just want you to remember Sister Gladys, you know, she's still up there sick in that nursing home, ain't got well yet. Remember her to be healed. Remember my niece's boy, John David Gaining. He's in jail with some charges on him, young man. Remember him, and he'll straighten his life out, and the charges and stuff go away. You know, they can if God moves, and he trusts in the Lord. And just pray for his soul. And I've got lost children, grandchildren. And remember my mother. She's got to go for a bone density test and all that stuff coming up in the next few days. So remember her. She's kind of run down and not feeling the best. So remember her. And remember just all my family and my friends. God just continues to keep his hand upon us. Remember your leg where it's got that place on it, your ankle. I know it needs healing, and I've been praying God heal it. And just to watch over all the ones that call in that's trying their best to do something for God. And I was thinking about, I asked God to bless reaching the world for Christ. We're not out for vainglory. We're not out for money. We're not out for you to pat us on the back or nothing. We're out for souls. We're out because we love people. We want to see them saved. That was Brother Yearwood's heart, was to see people saved. See him set free. And that's what this is about. Now, let's pray that his legacy goes on through this, and there's many, many souls around the world that come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior tonight.
Yes, amen. Brother Willie, do you have any prayer requests? Just a minute.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And my sister, she had a COVID-19 for 8 months, and she needs to have a surgery done, and she's trying to recuperate from the COVID, you know, completely to have the surgery done. So yeah, continue praying for her, and continue pray for the church, and continue pray for Sister Betty Wilson. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is Brother Arthur Bates. And just continue to pray for them that's got in. And, you know, I can hear from Sister Martha and her husband, you know, they used to come to church and they're in the nursing home. Just continue to pray for them and her family. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, just pray for all the people that was on the Army and the Navy, you know, and any branch of the government, you know, that went and died for for us, so that we can have the freedom to preach, you know. Praise the Lord. I know Jesus Christ has died for us and he saved us, but, you know, somebody went fight to have it, so we can have the freedom in this country to preach the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, so, you know, this is holiday for them. You know, just continue to pray for them. And, you know, the ones that still act in the army, and, you know, and continue to pray for them. And, continue to pray for continue to pray for Lily's family, her brothers, you know, the sick and in bad shape. They, you know, just pray for God to reach them out. And praise the Lord. And continue to pray for the church, you know, pray for all the people that need to be saved, that God will deal with them and close them and come be with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God, praise the Lord, for all the blessings. Amen.
Okay, we have quite a bit of prayer requests that have been coming in. Little baby boy that was taken to T.C. Thompson Hospital with 106 fever. They said they drew blood and something come back positive, so they're wanting everybody to pray. And a little handicapped boy named Jaden Parr, he had back surgery, and he's in a lot of pain, but he did come off the vent yesterday, so praise God for that. Just pray for his continued recovery in that. And Randy Concannon has bone cancer, and he's having chemo until September, and then he'll go to Vanderbilt for some tests to see if he's in remission. And if he is, then they'll do a stem cell transplant on him, so remember him, remember his family, and keep little Aubrey in your prayers. They did do the biopsy, and it came back good, but she's still having other problems and needs God to move for. And Pastor Kevin Powell needs healing in his back. And let's remember all of our loved ones that need to turn their lives over to God. All of us have loved ones that need to be saved. Let's remember all the people in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the prisons. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel over there. And we know that God's going to fight their battles for them. And just pray for Roy Prater. He's been in the hospital, and they had to shock him back, and he's waiting to get heart surgery now. He's got to have a right bundle block in his heart. So they're doing the heart monitor right now, and then they're going to be doing surgery a little bit later. So remember him and his wife, and remember baby Eli. He's been sick. And Jack Stiles' nephew, that remember their family. They had a family member to pass away. And little Jonathan needs healing. He's been having seizures. Let's remember Jean Martin. She's needing healing in her body. And Sherry, her daughter, has cancer, needing a miracle. Barbara Dockery has cancer all through her bones and needing God to move for her. Let's remember Brother Bobby Pettit. He's been in the hospital pretty bad off, and they didn't expect him to live last week, but he's still here. And let's remember him and Sister Reba. They just lost their son a couple months back, so pray for that family. And Brother Miles, how's sister, or how's your daughter doing, Christy?
She's just like it was. It said it was small, but it's got a mass on her liver, and they don't know what it is yet because their insurance won't pay for an MRI.
Okay, well, we're just going to believe God. And
God to call.
Yes, amen. And let's continue to pray for Brother Miles' mother, and just pray that God will touch her heart. She'll quit having those AFibs.
Amen.
And let's remember Brother Miles. He's still got that hand and wrist that's giving him a fit after he fell. He needs healing in his nerves, in his hand and fingers. So just remember him. Let's remember all these other ones. I ain't got time to read all of them. We just got 90 seconds, so we're just going to go ahead and pray over these, and we'll probably just go off the air praying. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer for everybody. Let's remember all the people on the broadcast, all the people listening out there by Facebook. They have needs. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we just pray.
We come to
the Lord, to be Lord, whatever Lord you want us to be. be the reason why I'm there, Lord. I pray, Lord, and I give a praise, Lord. I give a glory, Lord. I give honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, not to know what the good of us we can do on this earth. Lord, Jesus, Lord, the Lord, the strength and honor in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, for peace of mind, Lord, for the body, the Lord, Jesus, Lord. I pray to you, Lord, for the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we take authority against the sickness, Lord. We take authority against the power of Satan. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, as we live in the Lord, and those who are in the Lord, to Lord, and watch the end of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you be so ready in the name of Jesus, Lord, and Lord, these babies, Lord, to the hospital, and you will go to the Lord, and we'll take you with, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to your well be done in your heart, Lord, and bless them, Lord, to help you, Lord, to be done whenever you want us to be, Lord.
God bless, and we love everybody out there, and just tune in next week, the same time, from 6 to 8 next Thursday, USA Eastern Standard Time, and we'll just say good night, and God bless.
Good night. God bless. Love all of you.
We love y'all.